This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Court-ordered deadline has passed for the U.S. officials to reunite all eligible children who were separated from their parents after entering the country illegally. Justice Department says more than 1,400 children, 5 years and older, have been reunited so far, but another 700 children are still in government custody, their fates uncertain. Remains of U.S. service members from the Korean War more than 60 years ago have been returned by North Korea, AP's Tim McGuire reporting.
A U.S. military plane was sent to North Korea on a mission to pick up the remains of U.S. troops killed in the Korean War, part of a promise made by North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un during a summit with President Trump last month. The last time American war dead were recovered and returned was more than 10 years ago, stalled because of a standoff over North Korea's nuclear program, and a U.S. claim security arrangements for its personnel working in the North were insufficient. About 7,700 U.S. soldiers are listed as missing in the 1950-53 war, up to 5,300 believed to be in the North. I'm Tim McGuire.
Israeli soldiers shot and killed a Palestinian who sneaked into a Jewish settlement, stabbed three people. Violence between Israelis and Palestinians has flared up since March when Palestinians began daily protests along the Israeli-Gaza border. At least 140 Palestinians and one Israeli soldier have died. Rockets have been fired from Gaza into Israel. U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan is on a pace this year to drop a record number of bombs. Through the first 6 months of 2018, the U.S. and its allies dropped more than 2,900 weapons in Afghanistan, according to the U.S. Air Force. Expanded bombing came after President Trump promised an open-ended military commitment. This is VOA News. There is a concern of a possible vaccine shortage in Hong Kong. We get an explanation now from Reuters' Grace Lee.
As a massive scandal surrounding children's vaccines unfolds in China, parents there say they've lost faith in the country's health system. So many of them have already packed their bags and are taking their chances across the border. This clinic in Hong Kong is already filled with visitors from the mainland and parents desperate to get their children the vaccines they need. But it's also causing concern of a possible vaccine shortage as doctors here double their orders. It's somewhat of a familiar drill for the city. In China's notorious milk powder scandal of 2008, six infants died from kidney damage on the mainland, and Hong Kong had a long-running shortage of supply due to buyers from across the border.
Reuters' Grace Lee. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he has the highest confidence in his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, rebuffing the demands of a conservative bloc of Republican lawmakers that Rosenstein be impeached, removed from office. Meantime, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says there are several reasons he does not agree with moving to impeach the Deputy Attorney General over the Justice Department's failure to provide documents for which Congress is asking.
I don't think we should be cavalier with this process or with this term, number one. Number two, I don't think that this rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, a really high standard. Number three, we, since I got involved, have been getting a lot of compliance from DOJ on the document request.
Rosenstein oversees the probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election and whether President Trump and his campaign colluded with Moscow. A day after reaching a truce in the escalating trade dispute with Europe, President Trump characterized talks with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker as a big economic victory and a historic agreement.
Already today, the United States and the European Union have a $1 trillion bilateral trade relationship, the largest economic relationship anywhere in the world. We want to further strengthen this trade relationship to the benefit of all American and European citizens. This is why we agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods.
Mr. Trump also said Europe has agreed to purchase large amounts of American soybeans because he said China tried to hurt the American farmer. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.